This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Imagine for a minute your job involves trading or investing millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars, probably somebody else's money too. Imagine the stress, the professional anxiety, the way everything could go south in a very big hurry. Enter now the Wall Street Performance Coach. They are a real thing, first of all, and they are also not hurting for business. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
John Netto had early aspirations to be a trader.
I knew what I wanted to do at the age of 12 when I saw the movie Wall Street.
He got his wish in the late 90s after being in the Marines for almost a decade, but he had a problem. He was trading for himself and he wasn't pulling in enough money.
You know, if you make a big market call and instead of making $100,000, you make $6,000, like, okay, maybe it's unrealistic to make $100,000, but you should be making between 30 and 50.
He was not. So he sought out a performance coach. Now, he thought this coach would work on his trading strategy. Instead, she asked about his feelings as he moved in and out of trading positions and about his childhood. Netto's dad had been all about academic achievement, and Netto barely graduated high school. He says he came to realize his dad's disappointment, it was affecting his trades.
If I don't believe that I'm truly intelligent, how can I believe that I have an edge in the market?
He says making that connection was the start of a turnaround. Denise Schull, his first coach, is a former trader herself. She also has a master's in neuroscience and psychoanalytic theory. She says there's always an underlying reason for trading behavior. Take a guy she coached several years ago.
Who came because he lost money every morning and then made it back and was profitable, but had been doing this for years. Because it makes no sense. You know, why do I have to start every morning down?
It turns out when he was a kid, his family had barely scraped by. In his teens, he got a running coach, did really well, and began to climb out of poverty. She says he was repeating his life story in a day's trades.
In fact, the next month after we put that two and two together, if you will, he made more than three times what he'd ever made in one single month.
And he kept it up. In fact, she's been so successful, the makers of the recent Showtime hedge fund drama Billions sought her out for advice. In this scene, a trader slumps down in front of his coach. He says he's lost his mojo. After a few questions, the coach has him stand up and repeat the figure he brought in last year.
7.2 million.
Bring it close.
7.2 million.
So what's it saying?
That I'm awesome.
There you go. And what does it have to say back? To that loud, critical voice.
You can guess. We can't play it on the radio. Like that fictional coach, psychologist and performance coach Alden Cass says he meets those macho traders where they are. He has them practice what he calls bullish thinking.
We help them identify their irrational, bearish thoughts that are self-defeating in nature. All or nothing thoughts like, this bad trade will now ruin me for the month. I'm now going to be wiped out for the year. All my gains are lost. I'll never come back from this.
He uses sports analogies to get clients to forget that last haunting trade.
Just throw the ball as hard as you can. If it's there and you believe in it and you have high conviction, go for it and let it ride. You really have to really believe in yourself.
Trader John Netto agrees self-belief is vital to success. In a way, he wishes more traders and portfolio managers had coaching. Just not right now.
I support this and I believe everyone should do it. But the longer people take to adopt these types of protocols and procedures, paradoxically, the more beneficial it is to me and my business.
Because he says until then, he has an edge in the market. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.